RFK Jr. slams Joe Biden for failing to bring Congress together on student debt. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on June 30, 2023. Democrat presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. slammed President Joe Biden for failing to bring Congress together on the student debt issue after the Supreme Court struck down Biden's attempted debt transfer. On Friday, the Supreme Court held that Biden's attempted $430 billion debt transfer violates the U.S. Constitution. As Breitbart News reported, Biden, through the Department of Education, sought to use emergency authority under the Health and Economic Recovery Omnibus Emergency Solutions HEROES Act to extend temporary student loan forbearance into outright student loan cancellation. But the court found that the cancellation went much further than a mere waiver contemplated under that law, and amounted to usurping Congress's own fiscal powers. Kennedy said the court's decision was the predictable result of Biden's failure to bring Congress together on this issue of crucial importance to young Americans. President Biden knew his plan wouldn't survive a legal challenge. His plan gave the appearance of action, while accomplishing nothing, Kennedy added. Biden responded to a reporter's question on Friday and insisted he didn't give borrowers false hope. "Mr. President, why did you give millions of borrowers false hope? You've doubted your own authority here in the past," a reporter asked Biden. "I didn't give any false hope. The question was whether or not I would do even more than was requested. What I did I thought was appropriate and was able to be done and would get done," Biden claimed. "I didn't give borrowers false hope, but the Republicans snatched away the hope that they were given and its real hope." Biden then claimed the court misinterpreted the Constitution when the reporter asked if he overstepped his presidential authority. Kennedy pledged to galvanize public support to pressure Congress to put down their partisan positions and legislate meaningful relief to the tens of millions of Americans who are drowning in student debt, if elected. Kennedy also promised to work on reducing the cost of higher education. "I will also take steps to reduce education costs for students. When I was their age, a college education cost about one-seventh of what it is today. A young person could work their way through college and graduate debt-free," Kennedy said. "If we devoted even a fraction of our military budget to higher education, it could be virtually free to all, as it is in many other countries. Funding higher education is not an entitlement program. It is an investment in America's future, just as with infrastructure and environment. Let's invest in America's young people instead of in the forever wars," the Democrat presidential nominee added. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.